The Supplication on Thursdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who has taken away the shadowy night by His power and brought the sight-giving day through His mercy. He has clothed me in its brightness and given me its favor. O Allah, just as Thou hast spared me for this day, so also spare me for its likes. Bless the Prophet Muhammad and his household, and torment me not in it and in other nights and days by allowing me to commit unlawful acts and to clothe myself in sins. Provide me with its good, the good of all within it, and the good of everything after it, and turn away from me its evil, the evil of all within it, and the evil of everything after it. O Allah, by the protective compact of Islam, I seek mediation with Thee, and by the inviolability of the Quran, I rely upon Thee. By Muhammad, the Chosen, Allah bless him and his household, I seek intercession with Thee. So recognize my protective compact, by which I hope my need will be granted. O Most Merciful of the Merciful, O Allah, decree for me on Thursday 5 things, which none embraces but Thy generosity, and none supports but Thy favors. Health through which I may have the strength to obey Thee. Worship by which I may deserve Thy plentiful reward. Plenty in my state through lawful provision. And that Thou makest me secure in the places of fear through Thy security. And placest me in Thy fortress against the striking of worries and sorrows. Bless Muhammad and his household. And make my seeking his mediation as an intercessor give profit on the day of resurrection. Surely, Thou art the most merciful of the merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Almighty. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special.
Ya ghafir al-khataya, ya kashif al-balaya.
الغوث الغوث خلصنا
من النار يا رب الغوث الغوث خلصنا من النار يا رب.
Today Wednesday is the 22nd of Ramadan 1442 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 15th of Ordibehesht 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 5th of May 2021 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Dear brothers and sisters, we open the Holy Quran and we'll listen to the first verses of chapter Duhan from the Holy Quran.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
Hameen.
Hameen.
والكتاب المبين.
By the clear book.
إنا أنزلناه في ليلة مباركة. إنا كنا منذرين.
Indeed, we sent it down during a blessed night. Indeed, we were to warn mankind.
فيها يفرق كل أمر حكيم.
On that night is made distinct every precise matter.
أمرا من عندنا. إنا كنا مرسلين.
Every matter proceeding from us. Indeed, we were to send a messenger.
What night is the one which is the source of permanent good things? The majority of exegetists maintain that it is the night of decree, a blessed night on which the ordainment of the worlds of humanity found a novel color with the revelation of the Holy Quran, a night on which the fates of humanity and the ordainments of one year are predestined. Thus the Holy Quran was revealed to the pure heart of the Prophet on a fateful and momentous night. It is noteworthy that the verse apparently indicates that the Holy Quran in its entirety was revealed to the Prophet on the night of decree.
The night of Qadr. Shabi Qadr has nothing to do with Shabi Qadr and everything to do with the insan. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does sometimes is He places accelerators on our path to show us, look, you become complacent, you become dormant, you slow down. Let me show you how amazing you can be, insan, by placing a night like Shabi Qadr in front of you to show you that if you have the right mindset, the right ikhlas, the right niyat, your one night of amal can be 83 plus years. You're doing Shabi Qadr. It's not about Shabi Qadr. It's about what you do on Shabi Qadr. It's about your capacity on the night of Qadr. You're able to write your destiny on that night. You don't understand what Shabi Qadr is because you haven't understood your own capacity. Your ability to do amal that will last a lifetime is within you. Amir al-Mu'minin says, don't think that you're a ma'muli existence. You're some normal creation. Inside of you is an alam akbar, a grand universe.
Why Laylatul Qadr? Islamic scholars differ regarding the meaning behind the names of Laylatul Qadr, as the word Qadr can hold a variety of meanings and each has its own theological significance. Some scholars define Qadr in the context of this holy night as destiny or decree. To them, this meant that this was the night in which the destiny of each person was decided. Other scholars define the meaning of Qadr as power, indicating the greatness of the honor and might of the night. Another meaning of Qadr in the context of Laylatul Qadr involves the meaning of restriction.
Ya Laylatul Qadr, ya fadl barina, khayrun min ad-dahr bil afwi tatina. Ya Laylatul Qadr, ya fadl barina.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Greetings dear brothers and sisters and welcome to today's special broadcasting from IRIB English Radio Station O Allah, on this day, open before me the doors of your graces Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this holy month We stated it before, we state it again now Why? So it could remind you that it's always an opportunity This opportunity is still available You guys still have at least a week to gain as much as you can from this holy month. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened the doors of His mercy, opened the doors of His grace, and spread out for a feast. This feast does not have your chicken and your meat. What does it have? It has His mercies and His blessings and His rewards. Here, in this month, it's our chance to gain the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a chance to book our places in paradise. And, you know, it's really the dua, the supplication of the distressed ones, those who really want, those who really understand this life, those who really understand what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had behind creation, what He had behind creating us and bringing us into this world. And that is to book our places in paradise. It is to book our places in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? He is an all-merciful creator. Now, there are, you know, when you have this table spread, there are, you know, you could say appetizers. After the appetizers, usually comes the main course. The nights of Qadr, the nights of ordinance, the nights of power, they are the main course. They are our best chance. In some sayings, it is the new year for believers. Why is it the new year for believers? It's the start of a year for believers. During this time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala writes places the destination of human beings. Of course, this destination is capable of being changed and by dua, by supplication. All this needs by itself one episode of like 30 minutes long just to explain this concept. But in summary, in a nutshell, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during these days writes down when are we going to die, our lifespan, our wealth span, our, you know, how we're going to live with happiness, with joy. And it's in our hands in these days. We could ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to change. We could give supplication. We could pray towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to change to the better. This is our chance. This is our opportunity. We must not let it slip between our hands. Ya Rabbu Ya Rahman Ya Khaliq Al-Akwan Ya Rabbu Ya Rahman Ya Khaliq Al-Akwan Zidna min al-Iman Fi Laylat Al-Qadri
Mediation and pondering in the nights of Qadr. This is IRIB English Radio. Today's special. After recital of invocations and supplications, one should allocate some time for self-mediation and pondering. Of course, this should be done at a time when he's free from whatever disturbs his thought, like domination of sleep, overeating, and pains of hunger. The revelation of the Quran. The biggest virtue associated with Laylatul Qadr is that in this night Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed the Quran upon mankind as a gift and as a source of guidance. Allah the Almighty says in Surah Ad-Dukhan, Indeed we send it, the Quran, down during a blessed night. Surah Ad-Dukhan, verse 3. The revelation of the scripture came in two stages. It was primarily revealed in its entirety by Jibreel, alayhi salam, and was then gradually revealed in stages to Prophet Muhammad throughout 23 years of prophethood.
We also ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open the doors. The doors are already open, but we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open them more for us, to keep them open for us. And we can't do it by ourselves. Of course, we need the knowledge of understanding what we must do during these days, what we must not do during these days. Thus, it's important for us to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us aid, to help us out, into teaching us and guiding us to what pleases Him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to not close these doors on us and to keep these doors open, not only in the holy month of Ramadan, but also after the holy month of Ramadan. Because if we do it correctly, if we take our opportunity correctly, this door that is opening, it's like a ship, or it's like a boat that we built. And if we build it correctly, we can use it to sail away from the island, the stranded island that we are in. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept all our worships, to aid us in finding the doors of grace, and to act upon what gained the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank you guys for joining us on today's special. From now until then, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Leave you in Allah's protection. Please keep us in your prayer in these gracious days and nights. We leave you in Allah's blessings.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawwarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. هديت قلبي شكرا نورت دربي شكرا شكرا يا رب يا منزل القرآن يا خالق الإنسان يا ربي يا رحمن شكرا يا رب شكرا يا ربي شكرا
Food for thought. Salam, friends, and heartfelt condolences to all those who, in the countries to the east, are commemorating the martyrdom anniversary of the Commander of the Faithful, the Leader of the Pious, the epitome of justice, Imam Ali, peace upon him. Here, as food for thought, we present some of the last pieces of advice of the first infallible heir of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. I advise you and all my children, my relatives, and whosoever receives this message to be conscious of Allah, to remove your differences, and to strengthen your ties. I heard your grandfather, the Prophet, peace upon him, say, reconciliation of your differences is more worthy than all prayers and all fasting.
If you're interested to know about history, culture, family, politics, religion, art, etc., you wouldn't want to miss the chance to tune into the VIRIB English Radio. please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. Again, we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has enabled us to reach the third night of Qadr. Some people may have had it already, some people may be coming to it. But we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this night a night that is, you know, beneficial for us. But it's also important to understand that the best of supplications is a supplication that you do for others. That is a principle. And this is something that I myself, you know, firstly tell myself, and then I, you know, advise my dear listeners to do so, to pray for others in this night. And more importantly, pray for the Imam in this night, Imam al-Sahib al-Asr wa al-Sabah, and pray for his hastening, and pray for his reappearance and for his zuhur, inshallah, that we may hopefully very soon be able to, you know, experience the physical presence of the Imam during these nights. You know, glad tidings to those individuals who on this night are able to spiritually understand and spiritually feel the presence of the Imam alayhi salam. This night, or these nights of Qadr, you know, according to the Imam, according to other traditions, you know, the holy month of Ramadan is the beginning of the year. Because the beginning of the year, as for us as Muslims, does not mean that, you know, you get older or your body gets stronger from one end, or when it comes to another side of your lifespan, your body gets weaker. No. It was your soul, your spirit, that thing that doesn't age, it is eternal. It doesn't have a particular place because it is metaphysical or mujarrad. Again, let me leave it to the philosophers to explain what we mean by this. And I have explained it in some of our previous discussions. So the Imam alayhi salam, that's Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, specifically about the night of Qadr, mentions this beautiful tradition, and he says that the night of Qadr, or Laylatul Qadr, is the beginning of the year. Of what year? Of the spiritual year. That this is the time when you are supposed to take flight. And it also, the Imam says, the end of the year, where you are now supposed to take account of what you did previously. So you, again, it's like your New Year's resolutions begin on this night, where you say that from now on I will do this, I won't do that. What did I do previously? You do what is known as muhasiba. You take account of your previous actions, and then you do, you know, you then say that I won't do this, I won't do that. You do a mu'amila or a transaction with yourself, and then you try to implement it during the remainder of the year until the next night of Qadr. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to take account of our actions and to better them from this night of Qadr until the next one. Inshallah, until next time, my dear brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
أدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his immaculate progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, the audience of IRB English Radio all over the world, assalamu alaikum and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran. You're listening to the show from IRB English Radio in the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Quran. So in this holy and blessed month, the month of Quran, let's focus more on this great and holy book of God. In the holy month of Ramadan, we are with you to be more attached with the verses of the Holy Quran. So we have provided different parts in this series of shows for you, and hopefully we shall be able to present these different parts and items to you in this holy month, the month of Quran. From the key points by Brother Yasser Ibrahim and also Tajbid points by Brother Muhammad. These are different items that we shall have, and also some stories and a hadith that will come to us from IRIB English Radio. Just stay tuned and listen to Let's Recite the Quran. And dear brothers and sisters, those who have started a complete khatm of the Holy Quran in the holy month of Ramadan now naturally have to be in Juz 22 of the Holy Quran, as we are in the 22nd day of the holy month of Ramadan. For this, we have selected a beautiful recitation by Sheikh Muhammad Bassiouni, reciting Surah Fatir, verses 27 to 28. Let's listen and enjoy.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم تر أن ومن الجبال جدد بيض وحمر مختلف ألوانها
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters in faith. You're listening to the program, Let's Recite the Quran. Today is the 22nd day of the holy month of Ramadan, and that is why we prepared a surah from Juz 22 of the Quran, Surah Fatir, verses 27 to 28. Recited by Sheikh Muhammad Ahmad Basyuni. It's very important that we recite the Quran correctly, especially in the month of Ramadan, because the month of Ramadan is the month of the revelation of the Quran, and it's the spring of Quran recitation. So we want to analyze this recitation in terms of the rules of Tajweed, and let's see how we should pronounce the letters and words in this recitation. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم تر أن الله أنزل من السماء ماء. Okay, we have two metal متصلات in the words السماء and also ماء. So we have to lengthen these two mets to four or five vowel counts. فَأَخْرَجْنَا بِهِ ثَمَرَاتٍ مُخْتَلِفًا أَلْوَانُهَا. Now there are certain rules that are called the rules of Nun Sakina and Tanween, because Tanween and Nun Sakina are essentially the same. Tanween is a short vowel that ends with a Nun Sakina, and instead of writing the Nun Sakina, the same short vowel is written twice. Like in the phrase ثَمَرَاتٍ مُخْتَلِفًا. In both of these two words we see that there's a tanween, and the kasra in ثَمَرَاتٍ is written twice, and the fatha in مُخْتَلِفًا is written twice. In the first tanween we have the rule of idgham of Nun Sakina into one of the letters of يَرْمَلُون. Yarmalun are the six letters of idgham of Nun Sakina. They are Ya, Ra, Mim, Lam, Waw, and Nun. And whenever there is a Tanween or Nun Sakina before one of these six letters, idgham takes place and the Nun Sakina is not pronounced at all. And instead, the letter of Yarmalun is pronounced with Shadda and sometimes with Ghunna, like here. Thamaratim Mukhtalifan. It's originally ثَمَرَاتٍ, but the Nun Sakina is not pronounced. ثَمَرَاتٍ مُخْتَلِفًا أَلْوَانُهَا. So first we have the rule of idgham of Nun Sakina, and then the second tanween we have the rule of إِلْحَار of Nun Sakina, مُخْتَلِفًا أَلْوَانُهَا. وَمِنَ الْجِبَالِ جُدَدٌ بِيضٌ. Now here we have إِقْلَاب of Nun Sakina. Iqlab means the transformation of Nun Sakina into a Mim Sakina. Judadun Biyub. And the meem sakinah is pronounced with ikhfa, with the lips slightly open, and the lips are held in that position for two vowel counts. وَحُمْرٌ مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُهَا. See, there are a lot of rules of nun sakina in this verse. حُمْرٌ بِيضُوَّهُ. This is idgham of nun sakina ma'al ghunna. بِيضُوَّهُ. حُمْرٌ مُخْتَلِفٌ. Again, idgham of nun sakina ma'al ghunna. You have to hold the sound of the letter for two vowel counts. حُمْرٌ مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُهَا. Again, we have another ilhar of nun sakina, where the nun sakina is pronounced completely, just like in مُخْتَلِفًا أَلْوَانُهَا. The first one, we have two مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُهَا. We have مُخْتَلِفًا أَلْوَانُهَا, and here we have مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُهَا. وَغَرَابِيبُ سُودَ. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ وَالدَّوَابِ وَالْأَنْعَامِ مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُهُ كَذَلِكَ إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. This is another Maddul Muttasil. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ غَفُورٌ. Again, we have another ilhar of Nun Sakina in the phrase عَزِيزٌ غَفُورٌ. Thank you, dear listeners, for listening to this segment of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. Now I invite you to listen to the next segment of this program. Thank you.
Dear listeners, dear brothers and sisters, now it's time to listen to some key concepts from Juz 22 of Holy Quran by Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear listeners. Welcome to our program where we will be discussing the 22nd juz or part of the Holy Quran on this, the 22nd of the blessed month of Shahr Ramadan, or the holy month of Ramadan. So this part of the Holy Quran contains four surahs. It contains the 33rd surah, that is Surah Ahzab, from the 31st verse of the surah. It contains Surah Saba in its entirety. It contains Surah Fatir in its entirety, and it contains the heart of the Holy Quran, that is Surah Yasin, until the 27th verse of that blessed surah. So what are the important things that we can learn or are mentioned in this part of the Holy Quran? In Surah Ahzab, there are two important verses that we need to consider while reading the Holy Quran. One is also the verse of Tahara, that is the 33rd verse of this surah, so verse number 33 of surah number 33. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Stay in your houses, that is a command to the wives of the Holy Prophet, as we learned from the verse previously to it. And do not display your finery with the display of the former days of ignorance. Maintain the prayer and pay the zakat and obey Allah and His Apostle. Indeed, Allah desires to repel all impurity from you, O people of the household, O Ahlul Bayt, and purify you with a thorough purification. The discussion on this verse is extremely extensive, as we all know. But anyway, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who truly follow the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam in this blessed month. And one of the most important teachings in doing so also comes in this very chapter of the Holy Quran. In verse number 56, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us the best type of supplication or dua that we can do in this month. It is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does Himself. Obviously, the meaning that Allah does it with, the meaning that the angels do it with, and the meaning that we do it with are completely different. But the fact of the matter is, it is done by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He is saying that I do it. What is that? So if we go to the 56th verse of this blessed surah, that is Surah Ahzab, the 33rd surah of the Holy Quran, we read, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Indeed, Allah, surely Allah and His angels bless the Prophet or send their blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. O you who have faith, O you who believe, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, invoke blessings on him and invoke peace upon him in a worthy manner. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum. It's important here to mention that this is the complete salawat, that it is not only upon the Holy Prophet, but it must also contain salawat and the blessings and invocation of blessings and peace upon the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be of those who truly understand this salawat and this invocation and salutation upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his immaculate family. Inshallah, until our next episode. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Dear brothers and sisters, many thanks for staying tuned and listening to Let's Recite the Quran from IRM English Radio. In case you have any questions, criticisms or feedback, we'd be more than happy to have it from you if you send it to us through englishradio@irib.ir. You can also find the early recordings of these series on parstoday.com under the Call of Islam Radio. Thank you very much. Till another show, I'd like to leave you in Allah's protection. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You're the month of the noble Quran, a pillar of Islam you are. Laylatul Qadr is you, the first in stars as suhoor, and we break it at iftar, and we're praying all night and day. Ramadan.
The ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyidina Ahmad Hassan Murarisi here with another special edition of this program, The Ocean of Dua. In this special edition and during this sacred and holy month of Ramadan, we'll try to talk about some parts of supplication of Abu Hamza Thumali. And we'll be bringing you the commentary on some parts of this supplication. We'll be back again after you listen to some parts of this dua, so stay with us.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Faman yakunu aswa halan minni in ana نقلت على مثل حالي إلى قبري لم أمهده لرقدتي ولم أفرشه بالعمل الصالح لضجعتي.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing about this part of the supplication. فَمَنْ يَكُونُ أَسْوَأَ حَالًا مِّنِّي إِنْ أَنَا نُقِلْتُ عَلَى مِثْلِ حَالِي إِلَىٰ قَبْرِ. Is there anyone who could be in a worse state if you send me to the grave while I am at this state? With regard to this, we started talking about confession of sins, which is
What are the reasons that can bring nearness to God? And we have been ordered in our supplications to have confessions, specifically when we are invoking the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this fact is based on the verses of the Holy Quran and the story we talked about the Prophet Yunus ala nabina wa alihi wa alayhim as-salam. And it was actually concluded that who recognizes himself as rich does not actually turn to God to ask for something. So he will not be encompassed by God's mercy. And a confession of objection in relation to God is improvement in our ability and capability to be qualified to receive his mercy. And it is in this regard, I assume, that the Holy Quran says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I did not create the jinn and humans except that they worship me. And this is because servitude and ubudiyyah is realized through the expressions of poverty, expressions of need. And these are the things that lead to our perfection. God is not in need of worship of any of his servants. Through servitude and devotion to God, we can receive more of his grace. And this is what has been stated by himself. Just as we pray to God in relation to material affairs, we must also pray God in relation to spiritual affairs as well. And in order to comprehend more our helplessness, God has commanded us to take his saints or awliya as our mediators. They are means or wasail for the descent of divine favor upon the creatures, including human beings.
شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد
The month of Ramadan is that in which was revealed the Quran, a guidance for the people and clear proofs of guidance and criterion. So whoever cites the new moon of the month, let him fast it. And whoever is ill or on a journey, then an equal number of other days. Allah intends for you ease and does not intend for you hardship, and wants for you to complete the period and to glorify Allah for that to which he has guided you, and perhaps you will be grateful.
And it was in this regard that we are ordered to talk to our Lord sometimes, or most of the times, reciting these beautiful pieces and excerpts of supplication. Specifically, supplication of Abu Hamza, which is usually recited during the holy month of Ramadan. We are actually imitating these awliya. And nearness to the awliya of Allah is in reality nearness to Him. إِنَّ ذِكَّرَنَا مِن ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Indeed, remembering us is a part of remembering Allah. Remembering the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam is a part of remembering Allah. And even these awliya have attained such stations by servitude to God. Once we see that stations they have, we will realize the value of servitude to God and understand which stations can be attained under this servitude to Him. So we must confess to our sins, and we must identify our duties, because God has promised to help us know which acts are pleasing to Him and liked by His awliya. God is providing us the means to understand them. Having these beautiful sources of supplication is one of them. The opportunity and tawfiq, of course, must also be granted by Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we can discharge our responsibilities. If we ever succeed in doing good deeds, it is God's grace that encompasses all us. And, of course, the ideal result lies in the will of God. The Quran points to these truths in numerous verses, and in a certain verse, after saying, "We sent angels to help you fight the unbelievers," God states, وَمَا جَعَلَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بُشْرًا وَلِتَطْمَئِنَّ بِهِ قُلُوبُكُمْ. And Allah did not send it but as good news to reassure your hearts. وَمَا النَّصْرُ إِلَّا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. Victory or help comes only from Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. Indeed, Allah is Almighty, All-Wise. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Stand here so unafraid of everything around me. Proudly I would say I am a Muslim. If you ask her why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away, proudly she would say I am a Muslim.
Islamic law.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed, smiling he would say, I am a Muslim.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, welcome to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. With me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
La, 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 la.
because we are in the month of Ramadan, we wanted to, in fact, hover around the questions regarding fasting and Ramadan, but according to Ayatollah Sistani. Before that, let's take a listen to a short biography.
The Grand Ayatollah Sistani comes from the family of scholars and pious men. He learned theological and rational sciences from many eminent and well-known religious scholars. At the age of 5, His Eminence started learning the Holy Quran. He was then admitted in a religious center for reading, writing, and for learning basic mathematics and geography. In the beginning of 1360 Hijri, he started studying basic Hausa lessons. He also studied a number of books on philosophy like Sharh Manzuma Sabzawari and Sharh Ishraq. Meanwhile, he attended Kharij lectures by the late Mirza Mehdi Ashtiani and the late Mirza Hashim Qazvini. In the late 1368 Hijri, he migrated to Qum to accomplish his studies in Fiqh and Usul. His Eminence left Qum for Najaf al-Ashraf. On having arrived in Najaf, he began attending Qayatullah Khoi and Sheikh Hussain Hilli's lectures in jurisprudence and the fundamentals of jurisprudence. In 1380 Hijri, Ayatollah Sistani traveled back to his hometown, the holy city of Mashhad, expecting to stay and settle down there. In the same year, he was awarded a permit by Imam Al-Khoi and another by Sheikh Hilli, certifying that he had attained the level of ijtihad, that is, deduction of legal judgment in matters of religion.
As I've mentioned earlier, we are going to talk about some of the questions concerning Ramadan and fasting according to Ayatollah Sistani, right?
Yeah.
Let me begin this episode with this question. When does a girl have to start fasting? What if she's unable to fast?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, a girl attains the age of puberty at the completion of 9 lunar years.
Mm-hmm.
I think most of those who listen to us know this, that puberty is puberty of girls and boys differs. Yani, that's to say, the boys attain puberty and they reach adult.